One of the recent hustings, you said that in fact you only joined the Green Party last year. What was it that made you take that step of joining the party?
I think I'd always been, you know, considering the Green Party. I, like many people, sort of, you know, maybe saw them as an outside party, so I hadn't immediately gone to them. But what really stood out for me on the 24th of June last year was Caroline Lucas. She was the voice of reason, effectively, for me. Whilst all of the other main political parties' leaders were talking nonsense, weren't sure what was going on, were surprised by it, she was coming together and actually speaking for a Britain that had been torn apart and speaking about bringing everyone together, you know, re-tying all of sort of the community groups that had been torn apart by, you know, a very divisive campaign. And so I kind of fell in love in a way with that, and then subsequently have really fallen in love with the Green Party.
And so for you, how much is your candidacy at this election about Brexit, and how much is it about everything else?
Brexit is definitely a real issue, but at the same time for me, this last year that I've spent getting very involved with the local community, it's about so much more. I sit with various community action groups looking at things, particularly housing, which is an enormous issue for Southwark, and I see that people are being left behind. And I realise that actually what came out of Brexit was about a country that was divided between those who felt that they were moving forward, felt that they were being left behind. And so there are so many areas where we really need to actually support those who are most vulnerable and find a way to make everything positive that we have about the UK work for them.
And what issue has come up during this campaign locally that has surprised you? What have you heard from people while you've been campaigning that you hadn't expected to hear in Bermondsey and Old Southwark?
I mean, I think there wasn't necessarily anything that surprised me in some respects. I mean, I think that maybe one of the things would be the fact that I don't know that actually Brexit is as much of a concern for people on the street as the politicians would like to think, and those who, you know, were so surprised, shocked, disappointed by the result last year. I think a lot of people actually really have moved on. I think what they want is to feel secure, and what Brexit is doing for them is creating insecurity. But also, maybe in some respects, actually, it's moving away from other important issues of the day that really equally need to be addressed.
And if you joined the Greens last year, what were your political affiliations in 2015, last time the country went to the polls?
I, like a lot of other people in Southwark, voted for Labour because I felt that I was disappointed, to say the least, with the coalition government and what I'd run there. But I mean, since then, I've really changed. I live in a constituency that has a Labour sitting MP. My ward is three Labour councillors, and the London mayor is Labour. And I feel that all of them have let me down. So, you know, I'm somebody who wants to vote on the left, but ultimately wants to vote for a party that really represents and doesn't have the arrogance of the position that I think actually all of those three groups have done. They've really sort of ignored the position, they've abused the situation whereby they've had a lot of faith and trust put in them by people who expected more, who expected leftist policies, and haven't had them delivered.
And as someone who's had a front row seat of the contest that we're seeing in Bermondsey and Old Southwark this time round, particularly between the two front running parties, what's your assessment of the state of that contest between Labour and Lib Dem here?
I think it's fiercely contested. I think the Lib Dems really want to get back this seat. They've put a lot of effort and energy in it. I've certainly had a lot more leaflets through my door by the Lib Dems than I have by the Labour Party. I think they're both in it to win it, but as I say, I think if I was going to say who wanted it more, I would say the Lib Dems certainly have been putting more of an effort into that.
And here in this seat at 2015, we saw a relatively high point for the Green Party with a 4% share, more or less. What would a good result for the Green Party in Bermondsey and Old Southwark in 2017 look like?
I think building on that success, you know, I think that the last election people came out and were seeing that they could vote Green, really actually considering they could put their faith and trust in us, which I think is a huge responsibility for us. We really just want to work on it more. I think, you know, we've got this election this year and then we've got our local elections next year. We want to be building a momentum behind the Green Party that actually encourages people to think that we are definitely an opposition party. We are definitely one that can come out and we can create real change, and we want to be there fighting for the local people.
And in fact, in London, people perhaps have more experience of high profile green representation in other places, particularly through the London Assembly, where the green members have often kind of punched above their weight. What can you say about where the Green Party stands on some of those more London issues that particularly affect Bermondsey and Southwark?
So Caroline Russell and Sian Berry are making, as you say, sort of real change in the London Assembly. It would be an awful shame if Theresa May got her way and the proportional representation was lost there, because they have been making change. They've been putting forward proposals that, in fact, Jeremy Corbyn was mentioning some of them last night, claiming them to be Labour. Sian Berry has brought in removal of names on CVs, which I know sounds like quite a small thing, but it has a real impact in terms of making sure that, in fact, jobs go to people from communities who might, in fact, actually, you know, suffer from that sort of that soft discrimination that happens in the workplace. So I think that we really are the party of social justice and human justice, and making sure that everybody really does have a fair crack.
And right at the moment, climate change is very much in the spotlight, particularly with what Donald Trump's been doing with the Paris Accords. What would the Green Party? What would a vote for the Green Party mean, as opposed to backing one of the front-running parties in this seat, in terms of sending a message about caring for our planet?
Well, I mean, obviously the Green Party are absolutely sort of the primary party. We're the ones who have put, you know, the environment at the heart of our manifesto like no other party. We would put a lot of pressure on Theresa May. I am genuinely somebody who is concerned that she's going to try and pull us out of the Paris Agreement as well, simply because she wants to side with Donald Trump. Donald Trump and the US are now one of only three countries in the world who have said they're not going to be part of that agreement. So we need to be pushing massively on Theresa May to make sure that she upholds those commitments. In an article yesterday in The Independent, they were showing that, in fact, carbon dioxide is highest in the UK, more than any other country in Europe. So we've got huge steps that we need to make, and we need to be pushing on those now, and we need to be making sure that the environment is a key consideration for the next generation.
And we're here at the Elephant and Castle, and I think it's fair to say that in the last couple of years the issue of air quality has risen up the political agenda for everyone. What steps would the Green Party want to see taken to improve air quality in places like this, recognising that it's not something that local councils or can change on their own? It requires action from top and bottom.
Absolutely. So I think the three primary things, one is to ideally sort of reduce car usage, bringing in the ultra low emission zone and make sure that comes in as soon as possible to reduce the number of cars on our roads, but also supporting that with better public transport and public transport that is green, so electrifying and bringing in hybrid buses across the network. And then also, in fact, you know, one of the major things that has been let down is the felling of vital trees around the Elephant and Castle. We need to bring in more greenery. Greenery was how they sort of solved the smog crisis in the 1950s. We need to be bringing in that. More trees, please, is definitely my message for the rest of London.